Welcome to Always Something, the podcast where we dive into the unexpected, the unpredictable, and the unavoidable world of crisis communications. I'm Jamie, and every week we'll unpack the latest headlines, media moments, and entertainment disasters, exploring how things can go off course and how to steer them back. Whether it's a scandal, a setback, or a PR crisis, you can always bet there's always something to talk about. If you're in the biz or just intrigued by the drama behind the scenes, pull up a chair and let's get into it. Hi, and welcome to Always Something. I am Jamie, and we are back. I took a week off because the Eagles won the Super Bowl, and I wanted to enjoy that time with my husband and my family and friends, and then I got sick. And I'm at the tail end of being incredibly congested, so thank you for your patience, and please bear with me as I try to fight for my life while doing this podcast that's overdue. But we have a lot of activities going on right now. I don't know if you've been living under a rock, but our infamous kind of not-so-favorite husband of our favorite celebrity, Jay-Z, just issued a lawsuit against Tony Busby over the now-dismissed R lawsuit. And he filed a declaration explaining his experience, and I knew this was going to be coming. Once the case was dismissed, I had a feeling that this was going to be, he was going to take it to another level and make sure that he does whatever he can to make sure that all of his businesses are still going to be intact. So there are several components to his declaration. I'll read it in part. I, Sean Carter, declare as follows. I am the plaintiff in this action. And he goes on to explain that in November of 2024, he received demand letters from Anthony Busby. And they were falsely accusing him of, as he says here, vile conduct. Each were dated for November 5th of 2024. And he goes on to describe about the 2000 party in New York after the VMAs. And then the second letter was written on behalf of someone named John Doe, stating that in a 2015 party in Beverly Hills, he SA'd this John Doe, who was then at the time 16 years old. And that John Doe states that he was secretly drugged by someone else. Jay-Z states here that the accusation is also false and ridiculous in every respect. He says that he learned about these allegations for the first time through the demand letters. He had not heard rumors coming about leading up to it. He's saying here that he was fully blindsided and he was shocked by this. And he is stating here in this statement that he is, I did not do what Mr. Busby and his clients accused me of having done. In both of the demand letters, I read as well that Tony Busby gave the Jigga Man a choice. He could attend mediation and succumb to the demands of this. And the demands were, if he did not come forward and agree to something of substance, I'm using air quotes, to address the situation by November 19th, that they were going to, for lack of a better term, blow the whistle, let that chopper sing, and make a mess out of all of this. And that's what ended up happening, is that Tony Busby then went out and did a presser and did interviews stating all of this. I have many thoughts about this, just kind of before I go into the rest of the statement. I've been working in crisis comms and public relations my entire career. I've been doing this for almost 20 years. And normally, people take away the personality of a celebrity, right? Like they see them as like a commodity, they see them as like an entity, and they don't really like connect with them as people once they get to a certain level. And that's what's happened with Jay-Z, is that he's like elevated so much that people don't even know who he is anymore. No one knows anything about him, really. They know about his past, right? They knew that he's a guy from Brooklyn and he hustled in the streets and then he made nice and, sold millions of records and toured the world and married this beautiful woman and started a family. And his wife has now surpassed him, if we're being honest, in just notoriety and fame. Because if you think about like Gen Z, they just know him as like Beyonce's husband. They don't really know him as being a rapper. And so this is something that I've just kind of observed throughout this experience, is that Jay-Z is frightened and disturbed and frustrated. And how do we, as comms people, as crisis comms people, as PR, how do we bring the humanity back of a person, right? How do we then have them level to us and say, hey, I'm a person, I have feelings too, without them seeming as if this was the one thing that awakened them into being so far removed that they've been this way the entire time and we just never saw it? Jay-Z had kind of a bad habit, I believe, of being very aloof and somewhat arrogant. And he prided himself on doing that. And if you look at like his wife and some of the content that she had put out in some of her music, $1 billion in the elevator, she did kind of take on the persona of her husband of being kind of arrogant. And it backfired on him and her even before this lawsuit came about. And I think, too, like, just as a public relations person, and also just as a woman, you manage your grievances differently with age. You assess the decisions you made in your 20s in a different way than when you get into your 30s, and then, with Beyonce being her 40s and her husband almost being 60, you have to sometimes answer for the decisions at that age, for decisions that you thought were a good choice back in your 20s and 30s. And now Jay-Z is like atoning for that and saying, like, hey, no, I have feelings. I'm a husband. I'm a father. I am a business leader. I support, artists that are trying to make culturally impacting music and content for the world to understand. I'm bringing Black art to the masses at NFL halftime performances. I'm doing that for the culture. And that's great and all, but there was a time where we didn't really see that in the public space. We just saw him spending money and Beyonce spending money and them just like kind of flaunting their wealth and buying property, and money doesn't bring happiness. And so going back to this suit that he has against Tony Busby, he's saying that he was being blackmailed, and he was, for sure. Tony Busby has been very quiet since the suit has been dismissed. I don't know if he's going to try to file motions to get that dismissed. Probably not. And I don't think he's going to want to go to court over this, but it's probably going to end up going to court. And in Section 8, it reads, given that he made these public statements before he sent the demand letters, it was clear to me that the demand letters conveyed a threat to have his clients report me to the police if I didn't meet his demands for compensation. I'm surprised that an extortion attempt became that public. Like, I mean, people get extorted all the time, but we just don't hear about it, So I was just kind of surprised to hear and to see that kind of play out in the public. And I think his PR people probably told him, just be quiet, go about your business, you know, let this man run out of gas, and then we'll see. Tony Busby, let it run its course and see what happens. It states here in section 10, he says, I know that lawyers send demand letters, but these demand letters were different. They came on the heels of Mr. Busby's widely disseminated public accusations that he was going after people in the music business that he claimed had participated in Mr. Combs's crimes. Then he sent the two letters that specifically accused me of having, quote, participated in, end quote, Mr. Combs's, quote, criminal conduct. I am deeply concerned that if I did not pay his clients, quote, something of substance, that Mr. Busby intended to create a, quote, public spectacle to take his clients to criminal authorities to convince them to prosecute me. As a result, in section 11, as a result, I took Mr. Busby's demand letters to communicate to me that if I did not agree within the next 2 weeks to ultimately play his clients substantial amounts of money, he would falsely brand me as a child R-word, file lawsuits against me claiming falsely that I had done these horrible things, and attempt to bring the criminal justice system down on me by having his clients make false accusations against me to the FBI and other law enforcement agencies. He goes on to say, it is no exaggeration that I viewed this as an existential threat to my reputation, my career, my family, and everything else I have spent my life achieving. I am reading this statement as kind of two things. I can see here that he personally wrote this. However, it is heavily edited with his input. So he probably wrote this, sent it to his lawyer. They probably gave him feedback on like keywords, things to say, things not to say. And then based off of that feedback, he probably did a second or third revision of it. Simply just by reading kind of the grammar here and like the format of the statement, it does flow very well. However, one of the things he wants to do is strike sentiment because he's feeling something here. So of course he wants to bring forward the many complicated feelings he has. And probably, and this is very evident in the statement, the actual fear he had of not just what am I going to do about my wife and my kids, but also how much money am I going to lose here? And am I going to be dragged into this Diddy mess that's going to be kicking off in May? I don't know if Diddy is going to testify in May. I don't know if he's going to be in like any mental condition to be able to do that. And I feel like his counsel is kind of ascertaining that now. I also don't know if Jay-Z will be brought in as a witness for Diddy's trial. Jay-Z is probably actively concerned about that. As soon as Diddy got arrested, Jay-Z probably lost his mind. Because there's no way, and this is what annoyed me, is that Jay-Z's attorneys were trying to impose distance between Diddy and Jay-Z. That's impossible to do. They've known each other for 30 years. We've seen them together at parties, at events. We've seen them work together. We've seen Diddy take pictures with Jay-Z and his wife, Beyoncé. There's no way that Jay-Z is not going to be intermingled or intertwined in some of the public events that may come into question for Diddy's trial. Jay-Z can't get around that. And so this accusation that came forward probably sent Jay-Z into a panic. It probably sent Roc Nation into a panic. And now, these accusations that he's willing to say under oath, by penalty of perjury, that anything that Tony Busby has said about him is a lie. And he's willing to testify to that fact. Saying all of this to say, Jay-Z is doing his level best to make sure that he doesn't lose any more money in this. Do I think he will lose more money? Yes. I think he will. I think that this is going to follow him for a very long time, at least until after the Diddy trial's over, and then we'll see how much, damage Jay-Z is going to take. In section 16, he talks about how Tony Busby has even gone to NBC and has gone to other reporters stating that these are the facts of the charges against him. And Jay-Z says, quote, "When I read this, I was shocked, appalled, and devastated." It also tells me that Jay-Z not only was shocked and appalled because the accusations went as far as they did through the press. I think Jay-Z, and this is just me kind of reading in between the lines here as a comms person, Jay-Z is saying here, "I didn't have as many allies as I thought in the press." And so Jay-Z is not an interview kind of guy, right? Like, he's not gonna sit down and do an interview with an unbiased journalist. He's not gonna do that. And that has gone on to other topics and other points I've made in the past is that people do not want to do interviews anymore for whatever reason. Jay-Z has had a reputation in the past of, quote, kind of like punishing or alienating people that do not want to work with him, among other things, that if someone is ever going to toe a line that could possibly be offensive to you or your wife, their career is just sent out to the pasture. If they play the game right, then they stick around. And I feel like that has been kind of an underlying like storyline with Jay-Z is that he's not a very nice person. I don't know. As far as Beyoncé is concerned, I think that she kind of drank the Kool-Aid a little bit with her husband and then was like, "Wait a minute. I don't need to do that. Like, my art has spoken enough for itself to where I don't need to alienate people to assert some measure of control. I don't have to do that because there are stories out there." But I digress. In section 19, it reads, "Mr. Busby's actions undermined my relationship and my company Roc Nation's relationship with other businesses in the sports and entertainment space. We have agreements to produce entertainment programs for certain sporting events. After Mr. Busby filed the lawsuit, the media reported that other businesses could end their deals with Roc Nation and forced one to speak out and address whether these false allegations would end our business relationship." He's talking about the NFL. He's talking about Roger Goodell. Roger Goodell spoke about this in a press conference. "Immediately after Mr. Busby went public with his false accusations," this is in section 20, "my company, Roc Nation, also lost other contracts in the sports and entertainment space that would have generated revenues of approximately $20 million per year." To me, that's not specific. I'll tell you why. $20 million a year over what period of time? Is that over 5 years? Is that over 2 years? Is that over a decade? Give a little meat to that about, aside from $20 million a year, just give us something else to chew on with that so that we can understand the financial impact of what this means over the course of a period of time. I, as his comms person, I would have been like, "Give me a year. Give me a period of time. We need to know how much money we're talking about here. Is this going to cost people jobs? Is this going to cost vendors jobs? Is this going to mess up, insurances that you have for upcoming tours and promotions? Like, give us something else to work with aside from just $20 million a year. How many people are going to be impacted by that loss?" And then In section 21, Jay-Z goes on to talk about the social media comments that he received, which disturbed him and which bothers him. And I'm just going to say this. I posted a video the end of last year, into 2024, and it received several million views, and an article was written about it. Once I knew that that video was going to take off, I started to get worried because I wondered if I was kind of agitating this narrative of Jay-Z, Tony Busby, the accusations, what's going to happen in the future, what does this mean, are we reading in between the lines enough, blah, blah, blah. And I know that they've seen it. I have very good information in knowing that, which can give me mixed feelings at times. However, since I know the friends over at Roc Nation are listening and looking and learning, I will say that I am reporting this information as a comms professional and not as a person to incite any further or additional problems in the legal space that Sean Carter or anyone else may have. Additionally, I read this statement to ensure that there was no inference into the video that I created. I have to be informed, right? I don't want to be caught off guard by something like this. So, saying that to say, the last part of the statement says here in section 22, quote, I was harshly criticized by others for accompanying my daughter to the premiere of her movie a day after Mr. Busby filed the Jane Doe lawsuit against me. Media outlets reported that Disney was hesitant over my attendance at the premiere because of the accusations. I feel that Mr. Busby purposefully filed this lawsuit on the eve of my daughter's premiere to put me in a position of having to choose between supporting my daughter or hiding to avoid the negative press coverage. And then he closes out it by saying he declares this under penalty of perjury, and it was filed on February 10th. I'm not surprised that he ended this statement by talking about his daughter. Because if you look at the footage of the premiere, Jay-Z did not seem like himself. You know, he looked a little weathered, a little tired. And his wife was clearly, like, distracted. She was doing her level best, but you could see that they were going through some things. That was pretty apparent. And I do believe it was a smart move for Jay-Z to attend, because he wanted to say, this is business as usual. We are going to keep going, and I'm not going to let this get in the way of me supporting my daughter. It's a lawsuit. Jay-Z gets sued all the time. Celebrities, and I don't know if you guys know this, but I know this from just my experience of working with consumer goods and fashion entities and celebrities and public figures and athletes. They get sued all the time. It's just that we don't know about it. The legal departments for some of these organizations, like, deal with petty lawsuits every day. And then they file whatever it's going to be in the local courts, circuit court or whatever, and then it's dismissed and no one ever hears about it. I do think that this will proceed forward. I think Jay-Z will want to go to court over this. I think he's ready for whatever. And I believe that he's going to try to convince his wife to attend to support him, to engage sentiment on his behalf. Do I think that she will be a character witness? No. Beyonce does not need to be up here testifying in court. I could think of 1,000 other things that I would prefer for her to do aside from testifying in court. But like his business partners will, or something, you know. So let's see what happens and let's see what unravels. I am going to call it a day with this, and I'll keep you posted, and I'll talk to you soon. Because there's always something, right?